Amen, amen. Come on, bless the Lord, as we come with you. 52 weeks of love. This is week three with the evangelist Virginia Valentine. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Rejoice. Tell this season. Oh, Lord. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Oh, Jesus. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Rejoice. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I clap my hand. I'm going to stomp my feet and I'm going to rejoice. I rejoice. Oh, thank you, Father. Lord, I glorify your name today. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. God is worthy, y'all. God is so worthy. I say God is so worthy. God, you are worthy. I worship you, Jesus. Oh, God, I worship your name today. In spite of, no matter what we see and what's going on, let us stay focused on Jesus. I've been meditating. I've been praying all day. I have not had my television on. I don't want to see none. I don't want to hear none. I just want to praise God. I want to worship my God. I want to stay focused on God. I don't want to let nothing distract me and take me off of God. Take me off focus of God. I worship him. I worship him. I've been before God all day, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worshiping him. Praising him. Glorifying him. That's what he wants us to do. Let's worship God today. Throughout what's going on, let's worship God. Let's lift our hands like Shelly Caesar just say, clap your hands, stomp your feet, rejoice. This is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice. I'm going to rejoice no matter what. I'm not taking my eyes off the prize. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of my life. Because John 3:16 say, God so loved the world. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. God so loved the world. He sent his only one and begotten son into the world to die for us. He gave us his only one and begotten son to die for the world. Not just for the world, but the whole world. Everything that's going on around us, God got it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God got it. around the world. From where I am, all the way from Washington, D.C., to Mexico, and all over the United States of America. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I come right now in the name of Jesus. I come against the works of the devil. Satan, I break your power this day. And I lose the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I lose your love and your mercy. And I thank you right now. Satan, we serve notice on you this day. We cast you down. And we cast you out in Jesus' name. And we take complete authority over you. Because the Bible said in Luke 10 and 19, it told us to behold. Behold, look, see, I've given you authority. Jesus said he's given us authority over the devil. We got the authority. So we need to use it. Use your authority, what God has given us, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just excited today because I love God. I worship him. I worship him. And could I get somebody to just worship him with me? Just worship him with me. Worship him with me. And just pray. Pray for the United States of America. Pray. Fast. Pray. Fast. Do whatever God needs you to do. Because we need it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're in 52 weeks of love. Week 3. And I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. And like I say, we're in 52 weeks of love. And I want to just give you several ways that God loves us. Amen. He loves us with atoning love, calling love, redeeming love, justifying love, adopting love, sanctifying love, glorifying love. Seven ways, but there are many more ways God loves us. But I want to give you those seven ways. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, man of God, for allowing me and giving me this opportunity to still come on this Now Network and bring forth the word to the people of God. I appreciate it. I thank God for you. I thank God for the Now Network. I thank God for those connected to this Now Network and those who are on the platform, the airways, and around the world. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And we got to stay on the wall. We got to stay on the wall in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Those that have their Bibles, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I lift my hand to you right now. I lift my hand to you right now, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Those who have their Bibles, turn with me to 1 John. That's 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 5. And it reads, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Look at verse 5. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Good afternoon, saints of God. Here we are. In 2017 or 2017, I said when 2017 came in, I was coming in with a victory shout. Do y'all remember that? Good afternoon, saints of God. Here we are in 2017. I said when 2017 comes in, I was coming in with a victory shout. What? My shout. victory shout is that God is good and his mercy endures forever. Oh, Jesus. God saved me. He healed me. He delivered me and set me free. I thank God. I thank God that we are here. I'm here to edify you, to encourage you, and lift you up by the word of the Lord and his Holy Spirit. These next 52 weeks of love and 2017, let me say this again. I'm your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I will be ministering to you today on the topic. Are y'all there? I'm your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I will be ministering to you today on the topic of victory in Jesus.
We're here.
Victory in Jesus. When I preached a few weeks ago coming up to the Christmas holidays, I said, when I come in 2017, I'm coming in with a victory shout. And I want to title my topic today, Victory in Jesus. Did y'all get that? Victory in Jesus. Glory to God, saints. There is victory in Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who was crucified. Hey, Lord Jesus. He hung, bled, and died, and God, our Father, raised him up. Look, God, our Father, the Father, raised him up on the third day. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. The third day. Talk about victory. You know, I'm sure the devil thought he had him. He thought it was over. But it has only just begun. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Victory. Listen at this, saints of God. Victory is the final and complete defeat of the enemy and a military engagement. Did y'all get that? Let me say it again. Victory is defined as final and complete defeat of the enemy in a military engagement. Thank you, Lord God. The state of having triumphed. And Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed, take weapons from principalities and power. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. We got the victory, saints of God. I said we got the victory, saints of God. This year in 2017, we got the victory. We got the victory in worship and praise, faith, and power. Our God rules. And he super rules. And Romans 8:37, it reads, yet, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. Paul said, look at this. This is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul said he was persuaded nothing could separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. What? We came in with a new mindset. Did y'all hear that? We came in with a new mindset. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Say it with me, saints of God. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Remember that song, y'all. Oh, yes. And we have proof through the word and every day that we overcome the wild and the wicked plot of the enemy. His plots can never defeat our God's plan. His plots can never defeat our God's plan. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Our faith, y'all, is precious. It's a part of victory. in the book of 1 John 5:4, it says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise God. I say praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Look at Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word substance is what is tangible. And where do we get our faith from? I'm glad that you asked. The Bible declares in Romans 10th chapter and verse 17, it says, So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's where we get our faith from, by hearing the word of God. The Bible declares in Romans 10:17, so then faith coming by hearing. You got the first hearing and the second hearing, hearing by the word of God. When you read the word of God, you read it out loud to yourself and you can hear it. That's how faith comes. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise of God. Jesus paid it all for us. Do y'all know that? Jesus paid it all for us. He gave us his word and his spirit. The word of God said in Romans 8, chapter, verse 35, said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? There are many things that will come to hinder and distract you and me. I said there are many things that will come to hinder and distract you and me because of who we are and whose we are. Did y'all get that? Oh, that I'm more than a conqueror, y'all. I know that I'm more than a conqueror. The calling, hallelujah, Jesus, the calling and the anointing on my life makes me a target for the enemy. Did y'all get that? I know that I'm more than a conqueror, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. The calling, hallelujah, Jesus. The calling, hallelujah, Jesus. The calling and anointing on my life makes me a target for the enemy. And you too. He will try and keep us from doing what God has called us to do. But I know I have the victory. What about you? I say, I know I have the victory. What about you? For John 4:4 says, oh, John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children. I like that. He calls us his little children. We are God, little children. Thank you, Jesus. And have overcome them. Overcome them. Talking about overcoming the devil, demons, and his evil spirit. Because greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are the greater one on the inside of us. We have Jesus Christ. The greater one on the inside of us, bigger than any devil that is in the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, 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 Jesus. I declare, Isaiah 54:17 says, oh, glory to your name. No weapon. No weapon that is formed against thee. No weapon that is formed against Virginia will not prosper. I put my name there. No weapon that is formed against Virginia will not prosper, oh Jesus. No weapon that formed against Virginia will not prosper, oh Jesus. And every tongue that shall rise against Virginia in judgment, thou shalt condemn, oh Lord Jesus. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Make it pleasant to y'all. Put your name there. Say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Put your name there. Put your name there, because no weapon formed against Virginia shall prosper. They may form, but they won't work. I say they may form, but they won't work. Thank you, Lord God. We are in 2017, y'all. Strong in victory and faith. Faith of God. We are in hope, believing in the Lord our God, trusting in Him. You see the thing that come against us? Listen at this, y'all. You see the thing that come against us to try and make us give up? The devil is a liar. I say the thing that try to come against us to try to make us give up, feel like we are losers, feel like we are nobody. Saints, listen at this. We have the victory already. We have the victory already. Hear the word of the Lord today. Hear the word of the Lord. Ooh, Jesus. We have victory in Jesus. We have victory in Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we have victory in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have victory in Jesus. We have victory in Jesus. The word declares unto us. It is saints of God. The word declares unto us that we are more than conquerors. So a conqueror is defined as one. Listen at this, saints of God. Is defined as one that overcomes triumph. All I can hear in my innermost being. Hear me today, saints. Hear what I say today. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm ashamed of Koshanda, Lord, I'm ashamed of Koshanda, Lord, I'm ashamed of Koshanda, Lord, I'm ashamed of Koshanda. In the city, all I can hear in my innermost being is victory. Let me say that again. All I can hear in my innermost being is victory. My spirit is shouting, victory. My spirit is shouting, victory. Victory. My spirit is shouting victory. Praise God. We got it, saints of God. Victory. Remember, the cheerleader used it. One of their cheers go like this. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Victory. Victory, victory. Victory in our lives. Victory in our families. Victory in our mind. Oh, I like that. Victory in our mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Victory in our health. Victory in our finances. Victory in the now network broadcast. Hallelujah, Jesus. Victory in the now network broadcast. Victory in Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Oh, Shandalobosha. Yandalobosha. Yandalobosha. Yokoshidi. Yokandalobosha. Yandalobosha. Saints of God, we are strong. And 2017, we are here. For saints, we must put on and keep on the whole armor of God. on. I didn't say throw it on. I say put on and keep on the whole armor of God. That's in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and verse 10 said, finally. Look at that word, finally. 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 That word finally means from now on, my brethren. That word finally means from now on, my brethren. Be strong in the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, and in the power of his might. The loud voice say, put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. I didn't say throw it on, but you got to put it on. The whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Listen at that place of God, that you may be able to stand. You may be able to stand. Stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We got to be covered from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We got to be covered. That means you got to have on the helmet of salvation. You got to be covered from your head down to your shoes. Cover crown of our head to the soles of our feet. You need the whole armor. This armor we wear 24/7. You don't take it off. You keep it on. You go to bed with it on. You get up in the morning with it on. You go out through your daily routines during the day. You keep it on. It's a 24/7 piece of armor that you keep on daily. Wear your armor. Wear it daily. 24/7. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be covered. We got to be covered. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm covered, Lord. I'm so glad that I'm covered today. I'm covered not only with the armor of God, but I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm shielded. I'm protected. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you today, Lord. I thank you today, Jesus, and everyone that's on the line, everyone that's on the platform now, and around the world. We got victory in Jesus. We got victory in Jesus. We got victory in Jesus. In conclusion, we can declare victory today. In conclusion, we can declare victory. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory in whom? Victory in Jesus. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, oh, thank you, Jesus, that you are our peace. If I hold my peace, oh, thank you, Jesus. If I hold my peace, thank you, Jesus. And let the Lord fight my battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory is yours today. Did you hear that phrase of God? I say victory is yours today. You need to know this. God has given us the victory in Jesus. You need to know this, saints of God. God has given us the victory in Jesus. We have victory in Jesus. Let me share this with you. We don't stand in victory because of our faith. Did y'all get that? I said, we don't stand in victory because of our faith. We stand in victory because of our God. on. Glory to your name, Jesus. Let me say this again. We don't stand in victory because of our faith. We stand in victory because of our God. How big he is. We always talk about what's going on. We talking about this, we talking about that, but we need to talk about how big our God is. How big our God is. Oh, Jesus, thank you. We got victory in Jesus. We got victory in Jesus. So much victory. Victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, family, to the Now Network.
Hallelujah.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. What's the word? In the beginning was the word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Hallelujah.
The Now Network presents What's the Word with Minister Terry Herbert.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, family. Ooh, clap your hands and stomp your feet. Rejoice. Ooh, my God. My God. I tell you. Catching my breath. I was praise dancing through that. Ooh, ooh, what's the word? The word today, family, is seeking God, our God, seeking God. My scripture reference today is Matthew 6:33. And it tells us, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We all seek the desires of our heart. We seek our passions, whatever they may be. We seek love, and we seek success. We seek to have financial gains. We seek family functions. We just seek family. But do we seek the Heavenly Father? Are we really seeking God? Do we seek Lord Jesus, our Savior? Do we seek God and Jesus Christ? Where do our real passions lie? Where does our love lie, family? Our Heavenly Father should receive all the love and the passions of our first fruits of our daily walk. Wake up in the morning and thank him. Wake up and thank him for his love. First fruits of our daily walk, our daily day. Give him thanks. Give him love. Give him his the first fruits of our financial gains. This is some of us have real big problems with that. We're giving him back some of our financial gains and our success. Proverbs 3:9 tells us, honor the Lord with your possessions, first fruits of all your increase. And it's written, the living word of God. Trusting and believing God as the source of our everything, standing firm on our faith. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You seek him. We seek him. Jeremiah 2:3 tells us, seek the Lord. All of you humble of the Lord, you who do what he commands, seek his righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Seek his righteousness. When we seek his righteousness, we make right decisions. Decisions. We stop making wrong choices. Study his word, standing firm on his word, shout it out loudly. It feels good. It feels good. Hallelujah. Ooh, to make right decisions. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Proverbs 8:17 tells us, I love those who love me and those who earnestly seek me. Find me. When we seek him, we shall find him. Amen, family. Amen. Father God, he's available to each and every one of us. But we must access him and let him know that we're here. We want him in our life. It's not our will, it's the will of God that we seek him, family. Amen. Family, I stress, seek him first. As it says in Jeremiah 29:13, it tells us, you will seek me and you will find me. You will seek me and you will find me. Ooh, do
do, family, seek God. Seek him in prayer. Just seek him in prayer. You can seek him in prayer. We can seek him in prayer throughout the day. When we want something, we always seek him in prayer. We have to stop while we want something. We need him. We need to seek him now. We need him in our lives every day. Not just when we want something, just seek him now. Seek him now, family. Amen. Seek his word. Seek his faith. Seek his love. Seek his son, Jesus Christ. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Matthew 7:7-8. It tells us, ask and it shall be given to you, and you shall find. Knock. And it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8 tells us, for everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks shall find. And the one who knocks, it shall be opened. I tell you, family, hallelujah, Jesus, trusting and believing as God, as the source of my everything. We have to make him the source of our everything. He is the one that starts us on our way. This is the day the Lord has made. Hallelujah. He opened up these eyes so we can celebrate this day and give glory to him. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, for opening up doors of opportunities. I give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praises. Doors that I thought that, see, there I go. I can't think and get out of my will. With God, I can do all things that couldn't be open. But with God, doors open. Throughout the word of God, he commands us to seek him. And the scripture reference that seek him first. Again, I say, family, we must seek him. So many things. We see so many things for self-gratification. We have to push that aside. Less of me and more of you, Lord Jesus. Self-gratification. Seek God first, family. Luke 12:31 tells us, instead, seek his kingdom, and all these things shall be added to you. Shall is a promise of God. Ooh. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. A promise of God when you believe. And you, when you believe, you trust in him. Anytime, family, for ourselves or for others, until we run into trials and tribulations of life, without being any problems in our life, we don't have that personal relationship with him. He wants to know us now. He wants a personal one-on-one, each and every one of us to have a personal relationship with him. Psalms 105:3 tells us, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek them, rejoice, rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Seek his word, his love. Seek him in prayer. Seek him in music. Seek him in praising him in him. Seek him in all aspects of our life. Seek him and share him. Ooh, I tell you, it just feels good to seek him and share him. Believe, family. Those who believe will seek him and will find him. He is waiting to hear from each and every one of us. Let him know we love him. Let him know you love him. I'm letting him know I love him. Don't wait until times of trouble to call on him and wait on times of trouble to call on others and let pray for themselves. We have to pray for ourselves along with praying for others. We seek him now. We seek him now. And when I say now is not our will. It's God's will. We seek him now in prayer. We pray for ourselves while we pray along with others. You have to tell family, we can't pray for you. You have to be the recipient. You have to be the one that's asking for what you need, the desires of your heart to the Heavenly Father also. Seek his word. Seek his love. Seek his guidance. Kingdom first. speak his true living word. I tell you, family, just reading the word of God every day is new mercy, and I get so much joy and rejoice from this reading. The truth will set us free. Jesus is the truth, and the truth will set us free. Jesus is the truth, the way, and he is the light. Ooh, with him, there's no darkness with Father God except through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Seeking him now. Seeking him now. This is not our will. This is the will of God. Family, in closing, I'm gonna share this beautiful scripture that gives us clear and vital commands. He's not sending suggestions in the Word of God. He just commands God, the Heavenly Father, by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Ooh, glory to God, I tell you. That scripture is just so powerful. He said, seek his face, studying his word, having that personal prayer life, conversations with God. My little grandnieces and nephews, I teach them too. We have two ears and one mouth. One is to speak and two are to listen to. So sometimes we got to speak to him and have our prayer with him, and we have to wait. We have to wait patiently. And wait and listen to him. Listen to what he's telling us, or we may miss something. Slow our rolls. They say, slow your rolls. Meditate on his word. Listening to God. Meditating on his word. Lord knows we must repent of our sins. We must repent of our sins daily. Daily, constantly. Because it might be just the smallest sin, and maybe people think sin is big sin, but it may be just one small sin that we have to repent. Until we do this, all of us do this, our land will remain in disarray. His land, this is his land. The land he allows us to live in will remain in disarray. Seek him now. Grow more in his word, be hearers of his word more, be doers of his word more. Faith increases by hearing the word of God. The more you put in, and what you put in, family, is what you're going to put out. If you're taking negativity in, that's what comes out, and that's what you're storing in. He said, ooh, the change I want to see begins with me. Seek God. Speak his word and speak his love. I tell you, I thank God for his word, because it's so much joy. It gives you joy through tribulation in life. It gives me so much joy. I'm just excited here because I tell you, the word of God, his living word, it excites me, and I want to share it with others. You have any ear that has an ear to hear? Ooh, I'm open. God bless you all. God keep you all. Speak in now in the name of Jesus. Ooh, I pray that every caller on this line has speaking him as their personal Lord and Savior. And those that don't know him, I pray that they'll speak him now as their personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' almighty name, these are my prayers. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Ooh, I love you all. God bless.
I wish I had some real folk in the house tonight who say, I don't always feel like lifting my hand. I want to teach you a real simple song tonight. My brother, Elder Eugene Brown, is going to sing it for us. Simply says,
we offer the sacrifice of praise.
Yeah.